Observers of the volcanoes in Alaska likely have noticed a lack of significant volcanic activity in recent months after years of high activity. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Other than the recent color code increase of the Cleveland volcano in the Aleutians, things have been rather quiet in recent months for the Alaska Volcano Observatory, which is tasked with monitoring the over 130 volcanoes in Alaska. Steve McNutt is a seismologist with the Alaska Volcano Observatory. He was recently in Dillingham working on a project to install a new acoustic sensing array and observed that Alaska can at times have down periods of volcanic activity.
Alaska has two or three volcanoes active per year. But we've had a funny quiet zone from about 2001 until 2005 for a period of over 4 years. It was very quiet. We had no eruptions at all. Then we got Augustine in 2006, Four peaked in 2006, then Pavlov 2007, an eruption that lasted over a month. And then the triple whammy in 2008, we had Akhmaq go off in July, and then Cleveland 2 or 3 weeks later, and then Casatochi in August. And Casatochi put out the largest SO2 cloud worldwide in over 20 years. We're not sure why they come bunched like that. It could just be a statistical fluctuation, which is most likely. In other words, there doesn't have to be a physical reason for that.
The volcanoes in Alaska make up over 3/4 of the volcanoes in the United States, and the series of eruptions from Mount Redoubt between 1989 and 1990 were the second most costly in the history of the United States. Since 1760, there have been 230 confirmed eruptions from 27 volcanoes in Alaska. Steve McNutt says the down period in recent months after the eruptions in 2008 have allowed the staff at the Alaska Volcano Observatory to get stuff done.
We've enjoyed it. We've considered this sort of a respite. This gives us a chance to study some of the older data and to actually understand what's going on and also to do a better job being ready for the next one. When you're in constant crisis mode, it's exciting, but you're not actually doing the science at that time. You're just trying to make sure that you're recording the data and able to say something in the future.
At present, the only volcano in Alaska with elevated activity is the Cleveland volcano in the Aleutian Islands. On August 26th, AVO increased the volcano alert level for Cleveland from unassigned to advisory. That was because satellite images showed a persistent thermal anomaly at the volcano's summit. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.